And right now it is 56 degrees. It is time now for the word of the day, ladies and gentlemen, with the newly healed, non-allergic Wayne Pond. Your voice just sounded so much better yesterday than it did last week, so I was struck.
Oh, Ron, you're my man. You're my man. I tell you, you contribute to my to the healing process, getting through this allergy season. Good morning,
good morning,
Ron and Nikki. Here we go. The word of the day. Oh, we're going to take a dark turn this morning. Here is a word, according to the wordsmith, first used in William Shakespeare's Macbeth, Act 1, Scene 7, to be specific. Take a deep breath. This is pretty ugly. We're going to have to define it, I suppose. The word of the day is assassination. Assassination. Now, as I understand it, the word assassin has to do with hashish, and world culture, Middle Eastern culture, to be specific, Indian culture, I think it is. No, that's not Middle Eastern, is it?
But, what's it got to do with hashish?
It's a derivative, the root of the two words. That's just a tiny little footnote there for you. But the word, that's assassin. Here we go with assassination. A-S-S-A-S-S-I-N-A-T-I-O-N. And again, first used fittingly in Macbeth. You know, that's not exactly a comedy, is it? So,
no.
Assassination, to do somebody in, to murder somebody, to end a life. Ooh, dark stuff this morning on the word of the day.
Wow. Normally you hear it with public figures. I mean, you know, political folks and other leaders.
Yeah.
And well, that's a painful part of our history, that's for sure.
You have got that right, Ron. All right, so I figured, you know, this one cropped up. I've been pushing it toward the bottom of the barrel, and now it has risen and raised its ugly head. The word of the day, assassination. There you go, guys.
Hey.
So I'll brighten things up tomorrow morning. I'll try, okay, if I continue to heal.
We always count on you to brighten things up. Sometimes you just let us down.
Like this morning. All right, take care, guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care.